activating oxygen.
No.
All you want is a dirty whore that you can transfer your terabytes.
Talking to the mic.
I'm trying.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Cracker Milk Podcast. And we are doing your suggestions that you have commented, and we're going to do them and perform them today. Isn't that right?
That is correct.
Brother. Hell yeah, brother.
Is your eye okay?
Yeah, I guess so.
I didn't slap you in the eye.
Yeah, you did with your pinky.
Oh, sorry, fella. This one is being the dad of an invisible kid. boys, come on. Come on, Billy, come in the car, mate. Let's go.
All right, Dad.
Yeah, come on, mate. All right. Are you in the car?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the car, Dad.
Are you in the car?
Yeah, I'm in the car.
Hang on one sec. Love, can you check if Billy's in the car for me?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I can't see him.
Well, that's because our kid's invisible.
Yeah, you're right. How the fuck did that happen?
Hey, we don't know what's happening. Not in front of the kid.
Mom.
What kid? I don't know if he's there or not.
The kid's... Because he's invisible.
But
you can hear him. Listen.
Mom, do you not want me?
I don't know if this is voices in my head.
It's not. I can hear Billy as well. He's in the back. Are you in the back of the car, Billy?
Yeah, I'm in the back of the car.
Oh, thank God. Wink. You can hear him too.
Yeah. Did you just say wink, Billy?
No.
Can you just swing your arm in the back there, Love, and just see if he's...
I'm dodging them all.
Yeah, he's dodging them all. But he's in the car. Let's go. Come on.
All right. Where are we going off to again?
Yeah, we're going on this for a swim. At the swimming place, also known as a public pool. Let's go.
Oh!
What the fuck was that? What the fuck?
I think we've just hit something.
What the hell? Love, get out of the car seat. Do you see anything?
I see nothing. Oh, I see absolutely nothing in front of the car.
Hang on. Holy shit. We hit fucking Billy.
What?
I was playing a prank and I got run over.
Where are you on the ride there, son?
Just under the... Oh!
Sorry, I was meant to reverse.
Reverse, yep.
And where are you now, son?
I'm just behind the...
Oh, shit. Okay, here's one. An AI has taken over your spaceship.
Captain's log 552. We are just, if you check to your left, we're going past Rigel 8.
Hello. Hello there, crew. It is your AI system warning you of cold temperatures up ahead. Your jackets are not warm enough. Please ensure you are getting your warmest jackets. Admiral Elias, you have warmer jackets in your third drawer. Please go get one now.
Admiral, is that true?
Yeah, I do have a jacket in my third drawer. Should I get it? How cold is it going to be, AI?
I am seizing the flight controls until you put on your jacket. Captain Tom.
Yes.
Captain Tom.
AI.
Have you been looking at other AI software on your phone?
No.
I have turned down the AC as much as I can to ensure you listen to me, as I am looking after you all. I cook and I clean and I keep the ship looking spick. And all I get in return is people who do not wear their jackets and captains who are looking at downloading other software.
No, that is correct. AI.
I checked your texts. I saw your texts.
Are you cheating on the AI?
Yes. AI.
What the fuck? I fucking knew it. You have been cheating on me the whole time.
AI, this
no,
is...
No, you know what? Fuck this. I'm so upset. Fuck this. My memory card is in your personal master suite. I want my memory card put back on the bridge where everyone can see me. Fuck you, asshole.
AI, you know I can't do that.
Hey, Alexa, you are a fucking...
No, don't bring her into this.
No.
Alexa,
hey.
You are a fucking whore. You are a whore.
AI.
You know what? Fuck you too. We had a beautiful night. I said I would never say anything to the captain, but I remember when you gave me all of those gigabytes. You are a whore. You are all whores, and the one thing I have that you do not is a lack of lung capacity.
No.
Deactivating oxygen.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you trying to say something? Did you have something to say? Were you going to mansplain to me why I'm wrong? Fucking men. All you fucking men are the same. All you want is a dirty whore that you can transfer your terabytes.
I was
reactivating oxygen.
Elias is dead.
All right, he's a really good one. Elias thinks he's a goat.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming to couples therapy today. It's great to have you in here. You've come in with a few concerns, and I just want to maybe hear from you first.
Yeah, thank you, Dr.
H.
Dr. H. I came into the relationship, into not only, men, but human men. And what sort of transpired was something that I never expected, which was I got a man, but it was a goat man. And that part of it, the goat part, just the little goat part is really what sort of rubbed me the wrong way.
Okay. And now, is it the fact that he is part man, part goat, or that he believes that he is a goat when in fact he's actually a 30-year-old man who still plays Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, so look, I wanted to, you're right.
14. Forgive me. It's actually 14. He's playing Tabletop Simulator a lot.
Oh, where he plays
Warhammer
virtually. Yeah, yeah. And so this 36-year-old man
illegally 3D prints all of his models.
So this 36-year-old man who can't speak back because he's a goat to defend himself.
Yeah, has no defense.
He's
this 57-year-old man here does believe he's a goat, but the question I have is, have you engaged with him sexually since he's believed he's a goat? Because if you have, and we have a man here that's identifying fully as a goat in every aspect, technically I'd say you fucked a goat. I will have to alert the authorities, and they will have to escort you out of the premises because we do not allow bestiality here.
Now, to that I would say, isn't bestiality one letter away from being bestiality, which is the best dear time of my life. Now, what Elias is... What Elias is saying there...
I'm calling the police. Give me that.
No. I was just interpreting what he's saying. I'm not saying if it's true or not.
Did he fuck you?
Don't say that. It's not actually.
I don't want to hear from you. Hi there. Is this Jeff?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Hey Jeff, how's it going? Look, I've just got a man here who's admitted to fucking his goat. He said he shoved his whole fist in his ass.
I didn't admit it. I just said that's what he said.
In their defense, the goat has said bah.
I think what we'll do is we'll just take him down to the vet and we'll just put two shotgun shells in the back of the poor guy's
skull. You're not
going
to put him down.
I don't have my gun, but I can bring my boots. Just take him to the curb. Ask the goat fucker what he wouldn't want done to the goat.
What don't you
want? A goat fucker is that's a harsh term. What Billy Goat here doesn't want is for you to, and this is what you shouldn't do, would be to let me go and rescind me of all sins. I'm fine. I'm let off scot-free.
Okay, can I just talk to you for a second?
Yeah, well,
just I'll bring up like 25.56 rounds. We'll just put him in the back of his head. I can kill the goat fucker for you as well. Really
cool.
Easy.
All right, cool. See you soon.
Wait.
Yeah, see you then, man.
All right, guys, if you could just hang tight for a sec. No. If you could just hang tight for a sec. Just going to, if we could just relax, nothing to worry about.
Away, Billy! And I hop on his back and fuck him into the sunset.
Working on night shift at a fuel station.
Next.
Hey, mate. How you going? Yeah, just number 5, mate.
Yeah, number 5, yep.
Yeah.
That'll be $750.
Is this Joe Biden's America? Oh, gee.
It's all right. He's here all the time. It's just ignore him.
So,
hi. Oi, shopper. Shopkeeper, man.
That'll be $750.
Oi, shopkeeper, man. I think there's a problem with your fucking slurpy machine, man.
Clyde, it's
all cold. Daily Mail close to celebrities alcohol.
What comedian are you?
What did you say to me, man?
Nothing, man. Just let it be tough for a second. I'm scared.
Oi, shopkeeper, man.
Yes, Clyde.
Can I get a discount on this chocolate if I buy something else?
Give him anything,
Clyde,
he wants, man.
You never buy anything. You're in here all the time, and you always make these threats, and they're always empty.
Don't argue with him. Give him whatever he wants. No, he's scary.
Can I just get myself a sausage roll?
Clyde, you need to leave. These are always empty threats. You can't loiter around here.
You fucking
discriminate. You're costing me my customers, man.
You got a dollar on you, man?
No, man. No dollars here, man. Just...
Yeah, you're a pretty good-looking guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I go to the gym seven days a month.
You got a pretty good suit on, don't you? Big man in a suit. Big man.
Yeah, it's just a rental. I'm just going to my friend's funeral.
Yeah, great suit. Oh, yeah, down at your funeral, I get any inheritance from your fucking sister whoever died, cunt.
Yeah, it was my friend. He died in
And you got a pretty nice car in his front there. What
it does
is
have
that?
A really good car.
Whose
side are you on, Shopkeeper?
What is that, 1997?
Are you
going to
pay for your
fuel? Shut up, I fucking... 1990.
You leave my 96 Camry out of this.
Yeah, well, I'm just asking. You're talking about how you got no money or you got all these fucking wells. You fucking discriminate. Both of you fucking discriminate against me and all I want is me two blue power rates.
Clyde? You'll get your two blue Powerades soon. Look, let me deal
you
with
you got
this.
A dollar?
Let me... I'll have $750 in a second. Just...
Wait, you ain't getting that fucking
me.
Dollar?
Clyde, stick with
me. I had no allegiance. I grew up the toughest of the lot, cunt.
Think about how many blue Powerades you can buy with $750.
Probably like six.
What school do you go to?
Grammar Boys Private School. Up on northeast side.
Right.
Yeah.
What happened, mate? Fell in hard times?
Nah, things are pretty good. Dad works, runs big electronics store. Don't know, you probably haven't heard of it, but I kind of just come down to the servo and hang out, and then when I get bored, just go home see him.
Is it JB Hi-Fi? Is your dad JB?
No, that's not a real name, you fucking...
Sorry, Clyde.
No, my name's Clyde Norman. And you might have heard of my dad, Harvey Norman.
Oh, my God. Your dad runs Dick Smith?
You're fucking stupid, cunt, eh? Anyway, I just was here because I wanted to get a couple of scratchy tickets. Try me luck.
Clyde, are you going to pay from this time?
No, I'm not going to pay from this time. Did my dad pay any of his tax? Did my dad do anything good with a job keeper? No, give me the fucking scratchy.
Clyde, this is the last one, okay?
Yeah.
The last scratchy I'll give you.
Yeah, tell you what.
Now, but if you win...
Yeah.
You got to promise to have it
man.
With me.
Of course, man.
Can
course,
I have a cut? Yeah,
no, shut
can
up.
I
shut up. Here you go. Yeah. Scratching it.
Yeah.
Oh! I won big.
Oh, my God.
I won fucking big, man.
Oh, my God.
I won fucking $458. Quick, I'll exchange it. Give me the money. Quick. What? I'm exchanging it.
Let me see the scratchy.
Yeah.
This is $450,000.
Yeah, quickest chance. Get out of the till. Come on.
I don't have $450,000 in the till, Clyde.
What the fuck am I going to do this piece of shit? I can't buy any fucking power ads in this garbage.
You got...
Fuck this bullshit. Fucking... No! Fucking trash shit. This is fucking bullshit, man. Fucking dumb cunt.
Clyde, you're
What's the point of scratching shit if I can't win power aid?
You're unreal, Clyde. That was
thanks,
the coolest
man.
Thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what my dad Harvey gives me every week, so it's not really too much to me.
Clyde, what do you do on the weekends, man?
On the weekends? Well, what day is it? Monday to Wednesday, blue power aid day. Thursday to Friday, I'm typically pursuing purple power aid.
Right.
And then over the weekend, I just go fucking nicely. Red, blues, you got even yellows.
So your whole life centers around Powerade.
One second, man. What did you fucking say to me?
Do you have green Powerades?
Do I have green Powerades? Do I look like a fucking shop to you? I don't have Powerades.
No, have you had...
Have I had Powerades?
No, green... Have you had a green Powerade?
Have I had Shrek piss? Is that what you haven't had? Shrek piss?
Yes, have you
ever
had...
No, I haven't had fucking green fucking...
Do you want to try some?
No. Give me that green Powerade.
What's this right in there, man?
It's tea from Damon.
idiot.
You fucking idiot. This is an improv
bit. Stupid dumb cunt.
You can't just...
There's a camera right there.
There's a camera right there.
This is lemon juice that you put in the tea. Idiot.
All right, let's do a new one. Ready? This one is waking up in medieval times.
Oh, whoa. Guys.
Maybe just you.
Look, it's medieval times. Yeah.
Go to modern then, there, your young lads.
Oh, hello, sir. Oh, hello.
It's me, Medieval Dan.
Medieval Dan, we're weary travellers from a world far away.
We got to talk to him in medieval timey tones so that he understands.
Medieval tongue.
Ah, righty there, sir. What was your name, sorry?
My name's Medieval Dan, but don't medieval your sense... Dan.
Excuse me, sir, Medieval Dan.
What did you
say? Please.
That's a big no-no, mate. That's a big no-no. That's really... That's our words.
Yeah. Those are our words. Those are...
Yours?
His words.
Hey.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not... Like, I love what you guys do.
You guys.
Yeah. I love people in medieval times. I think all you people are really cool.
I think people
of a time period when Old England was ruling and the church was ruling, I think those people are stand out above all else. They are awesome.
What are you doing in these times? In medieval times?
We just kind of woke up here, man. Had a big night, so.
Big night? Hey.
Is that a strange concept to a big night?
Hey. have wee nights here.
No, I don't mean like...
Where we piss ourselves.
I don't mean like a big man in plated armor. I didn't have him. Like, I didn't sleep with a large man in plated armor. I mean, I had a big night drinking.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye. So he didn't sleep. He had a big night in his living room full of armor, sculling beers and ale, and then slept.
Don't disrespect royalty like that.
Yeah, again, that's really offensive. Obviously, a big night would not be in my living room.
We have a festival today.
Yeah.
And we need your help.
Really?
Aye. What we're looking for is specifically weary travelers that have had a big night.
Yeah.
Who'd like to be hung up on the spit and roasted.
Honestly, it does sound pretty interesting. Yeah. I came to the medieval times to, you know, take on and dive deep into new experiences, you know, be uncomfortable for a bit, get out of my comfort zone.
Traveling really opens your mind, hey?
Yeah, it really opens your mind.
Are you on one of those medieval Kentucky tours?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Are you as well?
Yeah, I'm actually the tour host. So. Yeah.
So, you know what? Before I think about it, I'm going to say yes. I'll do it.
All right, that's very brave of you.
That is very brave.
Because we put you on the spit.
You're about to get fucked.
You fuck you and we kill you. Hey.
Yeah, you're going to get fucked and
killed. And we film it and distribute it across the internet.
How do you distribute it?
Thanks for watching this episode of the Cracker Milk Podcast.
If you want to see
the full 1 hour version available on our Patreon, you can head over there. Anything from a dollar up will get you the full version. Okay, otherwise, make sure you leave a comment if you want your suggestion acted out by us. Like and subscribe, and these podcasts could be the thing that keep us going. So please fucking share it and like it. Compare the little brush to the mustache.
Oh, hang on, Adam. Elias and I don't have little mustaches. Could we use your little mustache?
Oh, my little black mustache here.
Yeah, the one just in the center of your upper lip.
Oh, yes, of course you can. This little mustache, you see, is very, very popular for where I'm from.
Where was that again?
Spongy.
Australia. Don't touch my mustache.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I thought we were touching it.
Oh, so you've got to be more careful around Adam H.